So if there's one thing that we learned from 2020, it has taught us that life has its many ups and downs, twists and turns. And for the most, the last year has been the most challenging and stressful year yet. Some through this pandemic even have lost their homes, their jobs, and sadly, their families as well. We continue to fight and cling on to that little bit of hope that is left within us. We all go through days thinking that we're just simply not strong enough to make it through. But at the end of the day, we do. On today's episode, I am going to share 5 proven methods on how to overcome difficult times with a call to action that will challenge you to change your mindset. So go ahead and let's take a deep breath, escape from the crazy for a bit, and let's start working towards a future filled with happiness and, yes, a sense of fulfillment. If you're a podcast junkie like I am, you probably thought about starting your own podcast. Buzzsprout is the easiest and hands down the best way to launch a professional podcast. Buzzsprout has already helped well over 100,000 podcasters. Buzzsprout will also get your podcast listed on some of the major directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. Plus, Buzzsprout also provides the necessary resources to learn the ins and outs of the podcasting world from the people who eat, drink, and breathe podcasting. To start your own podcast and get a $20 Amazon gift card, follow the link in the show notes to get started on your podcasting adventure today. Buzzsprout, the easiest way to start a professional podcast. What is going on, my beautiful listenership? My name is Byron Pringle, and I'm the host here at the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. If you love what we do here at the Rise Up Motivational Podcast, be sure to hit that subscribe button so that you don't miss another episode of our podcast. And if you're streaming this from Apple Podcasts or Stitcher, please leave us a rating or review. Your ratings and reviews helps our podcast be seen organically by more people. So, if you can leave us a rating or review, I'd greatly, greatly appreciate it. So, on today's episode, we are recording episode 16, Overcoming Difficult Times. Now, I felt this episode was something that we should probably cover, especially with everything that's going on in the media, the news, what we're seeing with 2020. And, you know, who knows what else is everyone else is going through. So I felt that it is very important for us to cover this subject. And obviously, I would love to cover 5 key takeaways on overcoming any kind of difficult situation. Again, it could either be financial, relationships, or maybe it's personal development. Heck, if you want to lose weight, you can go ahead and implement these 5 easy steps to see results rather quickly. So the one thing I do want to cover with you guys is, for those who are listening to this and do know me, 2020 has not been the ideal year. I guess I think that's probably the best way to put it. And I know you guys might be saying, well, it has been an ideal year for most people. And that's why I really want to cover this episode. Just because now, with my podcast, I started back in late March with the podcast project series. First of the year, and I'm not going to go in details, I was in a very dark place. Going through a lot of things in my personal life, and I needed a way to kind of bounce myself back. And I was reading some of the some motivational books, and I told myself, I said, you know, I need to bounce back. I really do, you know, because I'm going down a very dark path, and I wanted a sense of comfort and some sense of direction on what I can do to better improve myself. And then I was listening to a podcast that then it just came to, like, you know, I have something that I can share with the world. And at the same time, I can better improve myself and become a better person through having these messages through reading motivational books and developing better habits and becoming more self-efficient. So hence why I'm here today, and I'm that individual behind the microphone. So my life is day and night compared to almost a year ago. And I have my close friends, my family, and my girlfriend to thank for that. And since I've started developing better habits and become more self-efficient through reading, writing, meditation, and just learning in general, I've became a better person. So again, these five steps, these are steps I took in order for myself to get from point A to point B. So these are proven steps. I took these five steps, and honestly, I am a different person today, and I absolutely love it. So with that said, I want to remind you guys that this process is going to take more than a day, a week, or maybe even a month. Depending on where you're at in your life, you know, it's going to take some time to move some serious mountains. I want to share with you guys a story about two sons that were raised by an alcoholic father. So these two sons, they were twins, so they were born about a minute apart, and they came from a severe alcoholic home environment. And about 30 years later, at a family reunion, a family friend went up to one son, and now he became a severe alcoholic. And the family friend asked him, you know, why are you an alcoholic? And he said, I'm an alcoholic because of my father. So then the family friend went up to the other son. Now this son is a very wealthy, well-off CEO. And he asked him, how are you a well-off, successful CEO? And the son replies, I am a CEO, I'm very successful, and I'm very happy because my father was an alcoholic. So you have the same home environment, two kids born about a minute apart, but two different outcomes. Now, the reason why I tell this story is because when we go through difficult times, we have to look at these two questions. We have to examine these two questions. What am I supposed to learn from this? And number two, what can I take from this? So again, when you're going through a difficult time, a lot of us, we end up just shutting down and we play the poor me game. And I understand it's easy to fall in that trap, but you have to ask yourself these two questions. Again, one, what am I supposed to learn from this? And two, what good can I take from this? Because here's the thing, you know, if you think about hard times that you go through, you know, and after you get over that difficult time, that season, that trial, you know, what can you do to become a better version of yourself so that you don't fall in that trap again? Again, revisiting those two questions. And so like in the story, the second son that became a successful CEO, he saw the environment that he grew up in, and he asked himself those two questions. What am I supposed to learn from this? Well, first of all, when I get older, I'm not going to become an alcoholic. That's, you know, first and foremost. And second of all, what good can I take from this? Because of my father's alcoholism, I can become a better person because I can see that life has absolutely no benefit for myself. And he moved on and moved past that point. So those are two key points to take away from any difficult situation. Again, what am I supposed to learn from this? And what good can I take from this? Now, I understand that when we're going through difficult times, it's very easy to have that situation cloud your judgment. You know, if you're going through a heartbreak and your partner cheated on you, it's very hard to be rational and to think things clearly, because you go in defensive mode and you go in reactive mode, and you just, what do? You know, and honestly, it's perfectly normal. You get defensive, you get very upset, and you start blaming yourself. And honestly, when we need to get past that point, and we need to revisit these five key points. So again, five ways to overcome difficult times. First and foremost, and if you have a piece of paper and a pen in front of you, I would highly recommend just jotting these down. Obviously, if you're driving, just take a mental note, revisit. I will list these five key items in the notes section on the episode. So again, I really would love you guys to go ahead and take these five notes and apply it in your life. So first and foremost, you need to set goals and take action. Rather if it's financial or in relationships. So we're gonna say financial. If you are struggling to say save money in your savings. Now, I heard a crazy statistic that there's only 15% of Americans that has a quote unquote reasonable savings account amount. And, you know, the rest of us, we're just penny pinching, and hopefully we can get from point A to point B from the time we get paid and the time we get paid again. And so with the financial piece of it, setting goals and taking action. So on a piece of paper, say for example, if you want to save $100 a month, which is very reasonable. So if you have $100 a month, so by the end of the year, 12 months, you should have $1,200 in your savings. So when you take action, we need to revisit, like, how is that possible? Maybe instead of going to Starbucks every day and spend $5 or $6 on a cup of coffee, maybe take 2 days worth of what you would spend at Starbucks and go and buy coffee grounds and some coffee filters. And you can brew maybe 7, 8, 9 days, depending on your yield on what you use for the coffee grounds. And you can save yourself quite a bit of money there. You know, actually, heck, if you do the math, you could almost hit your $100 just doing that if you did that 7 days. So it is definitely reachable. It is definitely reasonable, but we gotta have in our mindset that we're gonna be able to take action, because we can set goals all day, but if there's no action behind taking action on these goals, then the goals are just goals and they're not achievable unless if we step up and have an action plan on achieving set goals. So again, financials, relationships. If you're going through a heartbreak, my focus, and I tell you what, I've been through heartbreaks and they suck. Focus on you. Focus on your health. Focus on self-love. Focus on yourself. Be happy with yourself. You know, and I've always told people this, my friends, my family, and you know, I mean, honestly, when you focus on yourself and love yourself, it is easier to find love in a relationship when you simply love yourself. And if you love yourself, if you accept yourself, and then you can find beauty in other relationships. But until then, it's going to be very hard to balance a relationship, to find good in others when you can't find good in yourself. So that is number one, set goals and take action. Number two, accept what you can't control and focus on what you can control. This is a huge hitter here, because I see it all the time. We want to take on the world. We want to break barriers. We want to do this and we want to do that. But, you know, I love this saying, well, there's not enough hours in the day. And I say, absolutely, you're absolutely right. There is not enough hours in the day. But we all want to be in control, but sometimes we have to just let go. There's some, and I've said this before, you know, there's some battles you should pick and choose. You can't take on the entire war by yourself. And then when you take care of a situation, then you can revisit and like, okay, you know, I dropped that ball, but now I can pick that ball back up because I've taken care of this situation. So managing what you can control versus what you can't control. Example, in a relationship, you can't control your partner. You can't. You can control yourself. You can control your actions. You can control your reactions towards things and things that a individual may say, again, your partner or people around you, but you can't control other people. So if you think you can go in a relationship and control 100% of it, you're dead wrong. And if you go in a relationship thinking that you can control, then you're going to end up very disappointed and very upset. And I'm speaking from experience on that. So, and focus on things that you can control rather than focusing on things you can't control. And again, I can't emphasize this more than enough, because again, you know, you can't focus on things that, or I'm sorry, you can't take control on things you can't control. and remind yourself it's okay. You can only control certain pieces in your life. Again, your attitude, your reactions. Again, you know, if you can't control a situation and if it's not good, if it's not providing any kind of fulfillment in your life, you need to get rid of it. You know, there's no sense of carrying a burden on you. And again, you know, there's, again, like relationships we're hitting on because, you know, I mean, relationships, that's basically our life, our livelihood. You know, we have a relationship with ourselves. We have a relationship with our partner. We have a relationship with our parents. We have a relationship with our coworkers. We have a relationship with our boss. Relationships are basically everything in our life. But, you know, if you can't control it, which you can't, and if you don't find any good in it, and you see no fulfillment out of it, and it's just weighing you down as a toxic environment, you need to get the hell out of there. And I'm just being very honest with you. So number two, accept what you can't control. So you accept that you can't control certain things in your life and focus on things that you can control. Number three, sense of gratitude. Now, honestly, this is a pretty big one as well. Wake up with a sense of gratitude every single morning. We talked about affirming in with affirmations. So one thing I do when I wake up, I brew my coffee because I'm a coffee junkie and you guys know that. But when I brew my coffee, I go set up the kitchen table and I look at that I have gratitude towards. What are things I'm grateful for? You know, I'm grateful that first and foremost, I woke up this morning. So I was able to wake up. I woke up next to my partner. I love her so deeply. I have a job. I have a career that I am very happy and very blessed with, because most people, a lot of people, especially with the pandemic and everything going on, they're not as fortunate. You know, I have a car and I have a family, parents, brothers that love me and accept me and will do anything for me. And, you know, again, you know, these are small things, but really they're really big things. But, you know, when we get into a sense of accepting that it's okay to be happy over bigger things, then we lose sight on the smaller things in our life, if that makes sense. So having a sense of gratitude, affirming, I am happy, I am blessed. I am very happy that my children are here today, and I am very happy that they love me. And, you know, having these affirmations, looking forward to your future with your life partner, with your kids, thinking about that soccer game that your son's going to be playing in next week. You know, having these affirmations, these wonderful affirmations every single morning. This is what I do for about 10 minutes. Just sitting there in silence, meditating, affirming, having affirmations, and getting myself a sense of gratitude. And I am now at peace with myself. I don't focus on, and again, I don't have my phone with me. I don't have any electronics on or anything like that. But I take 10 minutes to separate myself from everything else. And now I'm the center of my own attention. And I have developed a sense of gratitude. Now here's another thing here. When we hit rock bottom, it's easy to develop a negative mindset. And trust me, I've been there. Like I said, first of the year, it's very easy when you hit that rock bottom, that low point in your life, to just shut down. But waking up with, I know because I was the same way, waking up with bitterness and having that negative mindset will ultimately tear you down each and every morning. So if you're waking up and you're saying just the opposite of what I just got done saying, you know, I hate my life. I hate my job. I'm in a terrible relationship. Those things will ultimately weigh you down. But again, the one thing I do want to clarify is the things that we choose to do each and every day, we are choosing to be all right with, if that makes sense. So if you choose to wake up and go to a job that you absolutely hate every single day and you whine and complain about it, well, you're accepting that it is okay. You're doing it. So if it's something that you don't enjoy doing, then you need to quit it and find something else. Because if you don't, then you're accepting that that is good enough for you. So If we need to constantly remind ourselves that regardless of what we are going through, there is always something to be grateful for. Some days you may have to look extra hard, but trust me, it is well worth it. And again, you know, it's easy to shut down, to have that negative mindset when there is so much that is going on in your life. Trust me, I've been there, and it's very difficult. But when we find even the smallest things to be grateful for, it really helps you to balance the negative and the positive. And trust me, it's easy to find the negative in today's world. But when we start peeling back and find the good, you know, waking up, you're healthy. You know, you have a roof over your head. You have a vehicle you can drive. You have a job. You know, you have running water. You know, these things we take for granted each and every day, but there's a lot of people out there that would kill to have something like that, to have that lifestyle. So just please have a sense of gratitude. Number four, and this is very important, okay? So take it one day at a time. Tackle one problem at a time. It was funny because, like I said, first of the year, things were very bleak for me. And my mom, I love her so much, she made the comment about one thing at a time. So all she said is just take one thing at a time. And I thought that was really, really funny and she said that. But at first, I thought it was so, you know, like, why would I want to take, I have so much going on. You know, it's hard for me to take one thing at a time when I have so much on my plate. But you gotta remember, it's okay to not have everything figured out at once. Focus on the things that you can change and improve today, one thing at a time. So, it could be multiple things. You know, if you're running late for work, maybe waking up about 10-15 minutes earlier. For example, if you want to start losing weight, so in the morning, instead of eating a Pop-Tart or something that's high in calories and sugar content, maybe having like a breakfast bar or something, you know, small steps that will lead into long-term success. So again, take it one day at a time, tackle one problem at a time. And most importantly, number five, and this is so huge, have faith. Having a spiritual relationship, now rather if it's God, with Buddha, with the universe, whoever it is, having faith is what keeps us going on days when the whole world seems to fall apart. It could simply be having a relationship with God, or again with the universe, and knowing that one day everything is just going to fall into place. Trusting your faith can be your greatest source of strength. And again, I've had moments where I had severe doubt. You know, why would God put me in a position like this? Why would he make me lose my job? Or, you know, I lost my family, or I lost my home. You know, why? But stepping back and realizing that there is something bigger and better for you, but you have to live in faith. And I'm going to be honest with you, faith has helped me through several trials and several challenges in my life. But living in faith will help prove to you that there is something bigger and better down the road. You just got to have faith. And one thing I do through my morning routine is meditation. So meditation allows me to center myself around my world, around my universe, and also it allows me to reflect on my day, on my day from yesterday and my day to come, and it allows me to have that sense of gratitude. It reminds me of the issues that I have to tackle for the day, and what things I can do to better set myself up for the day. And I allow about 15-20 minutes. And through meditation, I allow myself to pray as well, to provide thanks, to provide a moment in time that I am centered with God and with my feelings and my emotions. So again, five ways to overcome difficult times: set goals and take actions. Number two, accept what you can't control and focus on what you can control. Number three, sense of gratitude. Number four, take it one day at a time, tackle one problem at a time, and 5, have faith. So my call to action for you guys today is go ahead with your piece of paper. If you haven't yet, write down all 5 items. Again, it's going to be in the show notes for you guys to revisit, or if you want to re-listen to the episode, you know, I'd very much encourage you to do that. Also, if you find value in today's episode, please share it with someone you know and love, someone that can really appreciate and really benefit from today's episode, because this is what we're all about, is for self-improvement and to make other people's lives better. So call to action, again, go ahead, write down all 5 notes, revisit any areas of opportunities in your life, any kind of difficult seasons that you're facing, and really break down these 5 steps. Like, what can you do to set goals, and what can you do to take action on how to overcome these situations that you're in or you're facing? And remembering having a sense of gratitude, and just remember, most importantly, just take it one day at a time. Tackle one problem at a time. That's the best advice I can give you. It helped me. And I'm going to be honest with you, now going into November, I'm extremely thankful. I'm very happy. I'm very blessed. I have a very successful podcast show. I have a good career. I have a wonderful life partner. And, you know, I'm just very happy. I'm very blessed. But if it wasn't for the family, the friends, and me just revisiting on self-improvement and taking these 5 steps, it would be kind of hard for me to know where I'm at today. But I can assure you, I wouldn't be where I'm at today if it wasn't for this podcast, for your support and your listenership, and most importantly, my family, and following these 5 steps. So I really highly advise on it. So that is all the time I have on today's episode. Again, if you guys love today's episode, please share it with someone you know and love. Tag us on Instagram. My tag handle is at the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. And I'm going to leave you guys the same way I do at the end of every single episode. Make it your God-given mission to be a blessing in someone's life. I love you guys and I appreciate all you guys. And I hope you guys all have a wonderful, wonderful day. Take care.